Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. I do not know exactly what's going on in the studio. I was trying to play some Michael Jackson in honor of the anniversary of his death this evening. So please bear with me if you're tuned in. I can't even see who may be tuned in and who isn't. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to the first birthday anniversary episode of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. So yes, now that everything seems to be up and running, I don't have to have a panic attack. Bear with me briefly. Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to the anniversary/birthday of the very first Poetic Soul Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm very excited about this evening. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle, Love. Once again, if you haven't purchased it, please do so. It is available in hardcover, softcover, ebook format on AuthorsHouse.com, Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, Google Books, most places books are sold. If you would like an autographed copy, please visit PoeticSoulInc.com. I am also the owner of Poetic Soul Inc., a small business providing services to writers as well as creating artistic gifts. I am, in addition to that, a veteran teacher of English language arts in the Boogie Down Bronx, the city that I represent. And if you don't know already, tomorrow is the last day of school. So I am more than psyched about this week in general. It's just a beautiful week to watch unfold. With that all being said, this evening is a very special episode, of course, because we are celebrating the anniversary of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. We will be on the air for an hour and a half, and it is an open mic edition, so anyone and everyone can slam whatever poems they would like to slam. For those of you that are tuned in, let me go through a few of the brief protocols regarding the show. As always, if you're going to speak on the air this evening, your voice is welcome. I would love to hear it. If you are, though, please mute all background noise. It interferes with our abilities to hear one another, and we definitely want to make sure your voice is heard. Please refrain from using any profanity. Although we are passionate poets, I understand that is in terms of not offending anyone who may be listening on the air. So please improv if or when necessary. If you haven't yet followed the show, I don't know why you wouldn't be, but it's never too late. Please visit blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, and follow the show as well as check out past episodes. We have had 62 episodes in the past 52 weeks thus far, this being the 63rd. Follow the show. Tune in to any episode you'd like at any time you'd like via podcast at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. And please do so quickly. Spread the word because we're not getting off the air as yet. We have a lot of loyal listeners who have donated funds and monies to making this all possible because, of course, I couldn't afford to do it all by myself. And so to each of you that are tuned in, that have donated anything to the Poetic Soul Talk Show, be it money for the monthly course, be it gifts to give away during certain times and points, whatever you have done for us, we all appreciate it. And I'm not just speaking for myself. Of course, I'm speaking on behalf of all poets. There have been over 1,900 listeners from the beginning until now, which I think is pretty dope. I don't know about you. And we've interviewed over 25 guests, including published authors as far-reaching as Canada, California, I mean, Texas, it's Florida. It's just amazing, and the family keeps growing. Everyone is welcome to share their words on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Before I get into the episode, let me let you know that the chat box and Blog Talk Radio was trying to bug out a bit prior to the episode starting, but, you know, we keep pushing on. Please email, if you're listening online, please email whatever you may want to say, questions, feedback. I'll definitely read it on the air. Email it to poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com. If you're listening on the phone lines, please use press *1. Rather, to be put into queue so that I can get to you and you may be able to say or share whatever it is you'd like to say or share. The two questions of this evening, whether you are a poet or a writer or not, is, and if you feel comfortable sharing, I really appreciate it. The first question is, how did you hear about the Poetic Soul Talk Show? And the second question is, what has it done for you? What has this platform and community done for you as a writer, poet, artist, human being overall? I definitely would like to know the answers to those questions. And for those tuning in for the first time, hopefully that question will be answered for you so that you continue to embrace us in this journey on Blog Talk Radio. With that being said, the phone lines are open. Once again, please press star 1 on the phone lines if you would like to be put into queue so that I don't have to continue to ramble on. I'm going to definitely be sharing some poetry this evening, and I am absolutely looking forward to poets doing the same. So in lieu of the phone lines not lighting up, because I see there's quite a few callers, shout out to all of you that are on the line this evening for giving your time, something that you can't be reimbursed, and it is very much appreciated by everyone. If you're not following the Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram as yet, please do that also by visiting at Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram, and you'll be able to see reposts of poets, writers, artists, who have been on the show, as well as be tuned into what will be coming. After this month, I will not be doing the Poetic Soul Talk Show on a weekly basis. I will be doing one open mic episode per month. It will be on a Thursday, but you will have to stay tuned into Instagram or the blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife in order to know when those will be appearing. In addition to that, to our open mic, I wanted to start something called a poet's debate. Not necessarily a debate as in the great debaters, but there will be various topics covering different things in which poets will be able to call, share poetry regarding the topic, and join in and just have like a roundtable conversation on the phone. And I'm looking forward to those because our voices as writers are important in print. However, it is also important to voice and articulate, whatever it might be. There's never any disagreements. We can all agree to disagree if necessary. I'll be just facilitating the conversations in which July 2nd, which is a Thursday, we will be discussing the Confederate flag. And that's all I'm going to say as far as that goes. Get your poems ready, your opinions ready, get your ears ready, and be prepared to listen to those who will be sharing their views regarding this very hot topic on the news and in the media and with regards to the incident, more or less, that occurred in South Carolina. May those 9 victims also rest in peace, as I saw on CNN this evening, they were being buried. In any event, moving forward, the Poetic Soul Talk Show was something that I started because I felt as a newly published author of poetry in 2012, I connected with a lot of poets online and in the city, but mostly online. And to hear a voice brings a different dynamic to poetry when it's being read by the person who wrote it. And I was like, how could we do this? A few of us on Instagram, Stunning One Steve and Factory Defective, RH Comedy, La Ciencia, Lion of War, we used to have Insta slams where somebody would set it off and we'd tag each other and we would go on and on and on. And I was like, this would be so dope if we did this on the air. How? And I was talking to other people and saying, I'm going to do a talk show. I'd like to do a talk show. I would like to do a talk show just to promote poets, because self-promotion is very difficult. People don't want to spend, a dollar on a roll of toilet tissue sometimes, but definitely not a book. And so for those that supported me very early on in purchasing Poetry to Life, I've developed friendships and bonds and connections with these individuals because they believed in me. In any event, I said, let me start off with researching online talk shows, online radio shows. I've been invited to participate in a few prior to starting Poetic Soul. And then I just did it last summer, just out of the clear blue. No prior experience in journalism, interviewing, anything of the sort. But if it wasn't for those poets who agreed to be guests, who agreed to share, who agreed to donate and contribute, because it is $40 a month, and I did take on a couple of months, but it couldn't be something ongoing. So this is really not my talk show. This is really the talk show of the poets. And I call people and I text them and I ask them questions regarding topics and what should we do next and what could we do different and how are we going to do this and do you think I should do that? I really do poll the people because I believe that the Poetic Soul Talk Show is a talk show for the poets. Poets unite, not in competition with one another, just embracing the gift that we've been given in terms of writing. And so with that being said, I'm just very happy and humble. There were times when I was like, you know, I can't do this. I'm a teacher. I'm a mother. I'm a diabetic. I'm this. I got that going on. I got to do this. And I wanted to give up. The poets wouldn't let me. And I'm glad that they didn't. And I chose to step out on faith. I just think this is going to be a historical talk show one day, and it's making us all immortal. Once we're gone, people will be able to tune into this podcast to hear about what was going on with poetry, with the world, with Mother's Day, with women, you know, with the Confederate flag, or with, you know, profanity in poetry. It just goes on and on and on. So thank you all so much for this opportunity, and we will be on the air till at least December, and then October, November may come around, and I may say I have to keep going. So just stay tuned. One more quick piece of information before I get to the call awaiting, because I am going to get to you. We, the poets, will be publishing a free ebook of poetry entitled Voices Unheard. You heard it here first. We are going to contribute, all of us, to the formatting of the ebook. It will hopefully be available late fall, early winter, prior to Christmas. Again, it will be the poets who've been involved in the Poetic Soul Talk Show contributing poems to the book, as well as contributing to the funds it will take to format and make that ebook available on Amazon and hopefully, you know, Nook and most places where ebooks are sold. And it is purely by all of us, not just myself. Of course, I'll be editing it, but that's about it. Voices Unheard will be available soon. Definitely stay tuned. I'm going to the phone lines. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Stunning One calling from Arkansas.
Hi, Stunning One, Steve from Arkansas. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great this evening. I know you're probably feeling pretty hyped up.
Yes, I am. I'm geeked up over here just off of the energy alone. Just alone. Thank you for calling. Steve is a major supporter of the Poetic Soul Talk Show from day one, and I've seen him grow as a writer. He's one of the ones we used to do Insta Slams with in 2012 and 13, way before the Poetic Soul Talk Show became a reality. So shout out to Steve.
Well, that's right. That's the good old days.
Yes, right? Prior to Blog Talk Radio. So tell us, Steve, I need to really ask you this question in terms of the two questions this evening. Well, I know how you heard about it. You heard about it on Instagram, duh. You were one of the ones I reached out to. What has the Poetic Soul Talk Show done for you as a writer, poet, human being?
I think the talk show has actually given me a voice. I know that may sound strange, but I mean, in reality, it's the truth. I was never one to actually recite my poems to anybody. I may practice reading them to myself out loud, but never done any kind of spoken word or anything like that. So the first time I'd ever done anything like that was on, you know, the first episode that you had. Or the first episode that I was. Was that the first episode or was it the second?
I know it was one of the two. You haven't missed very many, especially early on. You've been dwindling lately, but we're not going to talk about that this evening. Definitely one of the first two. If not the first one, then definitely the second one.
She may or may not be listening. Watch what you say.
All right now. I'm not trying to get in trouble, nope. But I'm just saying, I appreciate you in that comment, and I've just seen you grow, not only as a writer. I mean, you know, we've talked about how nervous you were, and not that I ever knew, but you're a very imperative part of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, and Steve generally writes poems for the show. So whatever the topic may be, you know, he's sitting in a diner somewhere in Arkansas with his pen and paper or cell phone and writing and typing poems to read on the air. And I don't know of anyone else that does it quite that way. So thank you, Steve, for your support and your participation.
I appreciate you having me. I remember you asked me once upon a time what the name of that diner was, and I couldn't for the life of me think of where I was at, but I remember now. I was in McAllister's and I wrote that one.
McAllister's. That sounds like a diner. Did they have the swivel chairs in the countertop?
I wish they did, because I'd have spun around in that joker.
It sounds like one of those places.
Nah, they got the high tabletops and booths.
Steve is from Arkansas. He out in the country. He's participating from there. I'm in New York City. I mean, the poets just range straight across the country. I need to get a map and put stars and asterisks in every city where poets were that performed or
Absolutely.
Were interviewed on a talk show. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I have some time on my hands within the next 2 months coming up.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like to post that on Instagram and see the little map of where, you know, where everybody's at.
Yeah, definitely going to do that. Do you have a poem to share with us? Real quick, Steve, Cisco said that they have a McAllister's in Tampa.
Well, I hope
in
it
Florida.
Inspires as me.
It inspires you, huh? That's so poetic. Like, for those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all tuned in to the birthday anniversary episode. People call it different things. I refer to it as an anniversary because it's like a union that began and has continued since. And I see callers waiting, and I'm going to definitely get to you momentarily. But, you know, the whole diner thing and, you know, going to the pool or the beach or sitting somewhere and just even not with maybe with a paper or a pen or a thought of a poem in mind, but it's just something so poetic about that imagery of being someplace by yourself and then, boom, here comes a poem. Or you go home from that place and there's a poem in your mind along the way. I love it. And the diner is definitely one of those retro places where you assume a poet might go to write poetry.
Yeah. I've written in many a restaurants, and I don't know why, because it's noisy. Noisy as all get out in there. Sometimes it just, I don't know, sometimes it just hits me.
Mm-hmm. As it should, and we're grateful that it does. Do you have a poem for the evening?
I do. I kind of had to search through some old ones just to try and find one to read. I actually wrote this one back in 2012. So I think
that was the year the book was published.
You may remember it when you read it.
I have a memory like an elephant, but I'm listening whenever you're ready. We're listening.
Okay. First off, let me say God bless all our soldiers that get out there and do their thing for, you know, people like me that might not have that type of courage to get out there and do what they do. So, Arcane Line, you one of them. So, here we go. I'm worn out from battle. I want to lay down my gun. Up too many nights when our enemies had us on the run. We'd give chase to them as well and give them all we had. I was born a soldier, following the footsteps of my dad. It's all I've ever known, but this life has made me tired. I can't recall all of the shots at people that I've fired. Bullets being sent my way and friends dying beside me. Able to do nothing for them, so I just held them tightly. Thankful to God for somehow keeping me alive through it all. But upset as well for all of my brothers that I watched fall. Lives cut way too short while defending what we believe in. Countless nights of staying up late doing our own personal grieving. This way of life is not for the faint of heart. You'll find out if you're cut out for it right from the start. I'm dealing with things that I can't even begin to explain. These thoughts and images overwhelm me. I wish I could get them out of my brain. If you've never been to war, then there's no way you'll ever understand. I'm completely humbled when civilians come up to me just to shake my hand. This life has provided me with memories both good and bad. Some memories I'll cherish forever, and some memories I wish I never had. But I guess when you sign up for this, one comes with the other. There's been times when all I've ever wanted to do was fight beside my brother, and then there's been times where all I've ever wanted to do was cry to my mother. This life has taken a toll on me, and it's something that I'll never forget. I can now say that I know the meaning of true grit. Anyways, thanks for taking the time to listen to me and for always being a friend. I'm laying down my gun now, and I hope that I'll never have to use it again.
Woof. That was deep. That was deep.
Wow.
And shout out to the soldiers, and yeah, that was pretty deep. Were you in the military?
No, that's what I was fixing to say. For those that might be wondering, I've never been in any kind of armed forces. I tried to put myself in their shoes when I wrote that piece. So that's kind of where that came from.
Dope piece, Steve. Dope. Thank you for sharing that with me. And real quick, I don't even know how to say this. I was very close with someone who went to Afghanistan.
I remember you saying that.
And yes, our relationship changed significantly as a result of him developing post-traumatic stress disorder, and watching him change into who he has become versus who he used to be. I definitely can relate to parts of that poem, which is why I was like, were you in the military? You did a very good job in relating. Thank you for sharing that.
I can only imagine. I appreciate you giving me the platform to share it on.
Yes, and Steve is definitely, y'all got to follow him on Instagram, Stunning One, the number one, Stunning spelled correctly, and the number one, no spaces, no dots, and check out some of his poetry. I'm still ranting and raving over that quote you posted about General, say it one more time before I go to the next caller. Do you remember it?
When two people fall in love, it's beautiful. When two poets fall in love, it's profoundly brilliant.
And we're going to leave it at that. We're going to put it right there. Steve, please stay tuned in to the rest of the episode. And as always, thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Hold on one moment. So we're going to go to the next caller. Those of y'all that are tuned in, feel free at any given time to press *1. On the phone line to be put into queue. If you're listening online, I apologize. The chat box is not working, and I need you to send all of your comments, feedback, questions, whatever it may be, to poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com, and I'll read it on the air. I'm going to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
This is Gigi Jones, the writer, calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Repeat your name.
This is
Gigi
Jones,
the writer. Yes. Hi, Gigi.
How are you?
How are you tonight? I'm great. How are you?
I am awesome.
I appreciate you calling in and getting ready to share some poetry with us. If you don't mind, though, before you do that, could you answer the question? You've tuned into quite a few episodes and was even a guest on the show entitled Soul, which is also the title of Gigi Jones, the writer's book of poetry. Can you briefly share how you came across the Poetic Soul Talk Show?
Well, I found you on Instagram. I don't know. I think I saw one of your postings about the show. And the reason it intrigued me was because I was looking for a way where I can get my voice out and speak my poetry, but really kind of feel comfortable, kind of like Stunning, where it's like, you know, I don't really say my poetry a lot out loud, you know, so
right.
This was gave me a good platform to do that. So that's why I love the show.
And I'm so glad that you do, and you tuned in and was a guest. For those of you that wasn't listening, definitely tune into the podcast. The title is Soul with Gigi Jones, the writer. And so do you have a poem to share with us this evening?
I have a little something I'm going to share. It's very different from what we just heard. That one was
okay.
Really, really awesome. It was very deep.
Shout out to Steve one more time.
Shout out to Steve. I'm going to give a little intro. Basically, kind of goes along the lines of adultery. However, this is going to be the point of view of the mistress speaking to the woman of the house.
Uh-oh. You know, girl, I can't wait. Oh, boy.
This is called The Other Woman.
All right, now, we're listening.
All right. His adrenaline pumps harder when I come around without even touching or making a sound. The subtle caresses when no one is looking, but we're excited at knowing that someone could be. Can read the heat in his eyes from across the room. We don't have much time. You have to go soon. I whisper to him as he rips off my pants. He stands back and looks with his lion-like stance. Our meetings are carnal, even almost greedy. I can go on forever, but can't seem too needy. Because I understand that technically he is not mine, and every moment that we spend is on borrowed time. Since publicly you're his woman of choice and using social media as your voice, lots of kisses for the world to see. I wonder if you notice the scent he's wearing is me. I know I should be ashamed, but I'm really not. I don't think of it as having something you've got. Our time together is strictly our own. He belongs to me until he goes home. The funny thing is, I really don't mind. When he addresses me, he's always kind. When he feels my wetness and grabs my behind, all he does is continue to grind. Because I have something that you'll never have. I want him here, and I'm always glad. I don't take it for granted the time that we share. The chemistry we have will always be there. It's even more exciting looking in your face while you're completely unaware of my place, that with the corset, stilettos, and a little lace, I have undoubtedly taken up space. He confides in me even as he takes me on the floor. I accept what he gives, never asking for more. For that, he adores me, lays the world at my feet, showers kisses upon me, even my center, so sweet. So you may run the kids, the house, stress, and wear yourself thin, but I run what's important. Know that I run him. That's that piece.
That's it? Woo.
That's that piece.
Wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Now, that was a dope piece. That was a dope. Yeah. I have a poem I plan on putting in my next book called To Her. And it's not in the same capacity of a mistress to the wife or, yeah, for lack of a better word, I guess. But, yeah, we need to DM or email one another. I need to figure out how to incorporate this into a show without there being any offense to either party. I think that was definitely a dope piece. And that's a definite different. What? Let me just add this. What makes it really? And I see you waiting, caller. I'm gonna get to you all. For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned into the anniversary episode of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. We've been on the air live for 1 year. But what intrigues me is, and maybe you could speak to this point for a moment, is for those of y'all that don't know, my dad was married and much older than my mom. But my dad was slick. I mean, he had an apartment separate from his wife and kids. You know, he was slick. So my mom wasn't like a self-proclaimed mistress. She had no idea of what was going on until she was 8 months pregnant with me. So that gives me one perspective. Then I can relate to wives because many of my elders were married. And I'm torn. Like, I just think women should be mad at the man or the husband. I don't think mistresses and wives should be mad at one another because it's not like their fault. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I definitely don't think that the women should be the ones fighting with each other or, you know, at odds with each other. I mean, I guess it really depends on the situation. But then you have those women who are on the outside or, you know, not the main chicks, as they call them. And
right.
She is happy with her place. She's happy with her place. You know what I'm saying? And some of them are really boastful about their place in his life. You know what I'm saying? With no regard. But after the end
right.
of the day, maybe I can play a little devil's advocate and throw this back to you. She's not the one in the relationship. He is. So who
right.
has the responsibility? He does. You see what I'm saying?
And wives get very angry. Like, you knew he was married. All right, and maybe
right.
you should have known that he wasn't the faithful type. I'm not saying that I agree with that extramarital affair, because I believe in the covenant of marriage at whatever point in time I get married. But these are just a few of the conversations I like to have on the talk show moving forward, you know, just to address it in a manner with respect for both sides to some extent without bashing either one. But your poem definitely inspired that episode. So hopefully, in addition to other episodes, you'll definitely be able to join in on that one.
I'd love to.
Shout out to Gigi Jones, the writer. Follow her on Instagram, G-I-G-I Jones, the writer, with an S, Jones, with an S, not a Z, the writer, and definitely support her in this journey of self-publishing and purchase her book, Soul, S-O-U-L. Thank you for joining us, and please stay tuned in to the rest of the episode. It's just going to get doper and doper, I believe.
I sure will.
Thank you. Hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned in to the anniversary episode. The mic is open for any and everyone. Please press star one if you're listening on the phone lines to be put into queue. Also, if you're listening on the air, I apologize on behalf of Blog Talk Radio, but you can send your comments, questions, feedback to poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com, and I'll read them on the air before the episode is over. I wanted to honor Michael Jackson, of course, this being the anniversary of his death. So I'm going to be taking a break moment. No, but the phone lines are lit. No, I can't take a break just yet. We're going to go to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
The one and only Life is Choreo, Brooklyn, New York.
BK in the house. Life is Choreo in the house. I think Life is Choreo was the first person that I interviewed on the Poetic Soul Talk Show a year ago. I believe so. And I'm grateful for you. How are you doing this evening?
Doing good. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Tomorrow's the last day of school. This is a year on the air. You know, I'm looking at tickets to fly different places. I'm geeked up over here. How are you? Are you sipping on tea this evening? Please don't tell me you're sipping on any tea.
No.
That was a little inside.
I'm not sipping on any tea. I promise.
All right now, because then I have to put you on hold. So Life is Choreo, answer the question. I know, you know, we connected on my Poetry to Life page with going back and forth regarding certain issues and topics, and we began to call each other kindred because that's what we seem to be. I will attest to that 1,000%. What has the Poetic Soul Talk Show done for you as a human, a writer, a poet?
Well, the first thing that kind of jumps out at me is it has allowed me to, in a lot of ways, step my game up, you know, just push myself, put my my work out there more, open myself up a lot more. I know with Instagram, a lot of my pieces initially would just be standalone pieces. I wouldn't hashtag them, you know, and just kind of leave it out there, you know, and if you read them, you do. If you learn from them, you do. And I would just kind of be like a hidden gem, so to speak. But, you know, as of the show, you know, I'll just, the hashtags are crazy. And I put them there for the specific purpose of people finding the education in them, you know. So since the show, I've gotten a lot more liberal with, you know, the subject matters and the things that kind of jump out at me. So I would say the most prominent thing about the show is that it has allowed me to put myself out there a lot more.
I am so glad that you feel that way, and that's the purpose. And Life is Choreo and I have had many conversations prior to and during the beginning of the show. And, you know, he hasn't missed very many episodes. If you listen to the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, you will hear Lysis Corio's voice weave throughout 90% of the episodes, I'd say. And you must absolutely follow him on Instagram at life_is_Corio, as in choreography, because the brother also dances and sings, C-H-O-R-E-O, and see what he has to offer the world. Very, very talented. I'm very grateful for you and your presence. And it takes time, and time is not something many of us have, regardless of technology. So do you have a poem to share with us this evening?
I do. As a matter of fact, I wanted to celebrate tonight's episode with the very poem that I was interviewed with. And the reason that I chose to re-slam this poem is because, I guess I should say these two poems, is because they are as prominent now, socially speaking, they are as prominent now as when I first share them.
Okay. Without interfering, would you mind sharing one now and then one after the break to keep the crowd kind of salivating, even though I'm sure those of you that are tuned in planned on being tuned in till 10:30, because that's what Eastern Standard Time. The episode is an hour and a half, but do you mind sharing one now and then one after the break?
Oh, no, not at all. I can do that.
Because we need to digest your poetry, and I'm pretty sure the audience members that haven't heard you or heard your poetry before will understand why I said that once they hear your poem. I mean, the vocabulary and your ability to follow. You know how, I don't know about you all, and I don't mean to cut y'all off. I know I keep talking. Please forgive me. I'm really geeked up over here off the natural energy alone. But, you know.
No tea.
No tea, no Moscato, no Pepsi. I'm drinking a cold cup of water literally with nothing in it, and I'm just geeked up. I'm going to be dancing tomorrow. Y'all don't even know. But, you know, I'm one of those people that sometimes somebody will say something to me, and I have to walk away with it. And that could be either good or bad, because if it's something that annoys me or touches a nerve, I won't respond right away, because the way I would respond if I did would be inappropriate. So I have to absorb it fully and come up with, that's how I feel about your poetry. Like I'll hear you say something and then it's like, oh, wow, that was even deeper because it didn't resonate with me immediately. So without further ado, before I continue to ramble on, please introduce the part one. And you know, you already introduced what it was socially significant. And whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Okay, the poem is in two parts. The first part is the female perspective, or the womanhood perspective, of what should be said in terms of our generation from here to now. And the first part of it is entitled Broken. Here we go. So I say to you, go away. Let me find the pieces shattered to my tattered shirt, as I already feel like useless dirt. I'm human, and in my human failures, you care to help yourself to more, 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 and more. You rob from me and crush my spirit. You eviscerate my intuition, so my directions I can't hear it. You strong arm the very fabric of blessed intuition, and you disrespect, and you implode frailties, and you imbrue this heart. So I forbid, I tell you to go away. Leave me to my stupidity, because heaven knows I'm a broken hourglass as I've wasted time. I'm nothing more than my unwillingness to learn. The venom of my mistakes takes its course, and it yearns to disintegrate my limbs and my dreams and my whims. So I'm out for myself. So get away from me and let me be my own help. Your kind of remedy comes phallically, and nothing renders life happily than you wearing at my insides and digging a deeper track for me. And heaven knows I'm broken. I'm open further than I can ever repair, but why do you just keep standing there? So I ask you to go away. You boorish totality of part, and you have no idea what you men do to hearts. I'm stupid for loving, and I'm a failure at trying. And with each tear that streams, I feel a piece of me dying, and I'm crying away years that I can never get back. For years, I traded genuine love for laying on my back, thinking I was in control, and skin to skin is what would keep me within. But as supple as bronze skin, you wore your promises thin. Mistake after mistake, and flaw after flaw from my heart and my spine. So in this wasteland forest are the pieces that I can never seem to find. And you laugh hoarsely at the psyche you bruise. Get away from me, because for me I have nothing left for you to abuse. And heaven knows I'm broken, but I'll never admit it.
Oof. You said, I'm stupid for loving you, and I failed at trying. I'm stupid for loving you, and I failed for trying. I just, yeah. Amongst other phrases you mentioned, I don't know. And I haven't been through anything major or painful in the past year since I've heard that poem. But I know that I'm definitely wiser, because that phrase wasn't one of the ones that jumped out at me the first time. Kind of like watching a movie and noticing a detail differently the second, third, fourth time that you didn't quite pay attention to the first time. What a dope piece. And so there's a part two. Can you briefly explain to the audience what part two is, and then, of course, share it a little later on in the show?
Absolutely. So part one is basically womanhood in a bullhorn, and it isn't with the sake of bashing men per se. It's the sake of, this is the heart of why we are so, as the title says, broken. Part two is the response to that brokenness.
Oof. And broken. I don't know if it was Frederick Douglass, or I can't remember. I think it was Frederick Douglass that said it's better to raise young men than repair broken men.
Absolutely. It was Frederick Douglass.
Yeah, I had that quote posted in my classroom, and somebody was offended by it. I don't know. I guess they didn't quite get it, and I didn't take it down either. But thank you so much. Life is Choreo. Cisco real quick said, your vocabulary is on point. He's a fan. That poem was dope. And that is Cisco's message to you.
Shout out to Cisco, because he saw it.
Yes. Just the vocabulary of men. And I must say, as a teacher of reading and writing, the statistics state that women, of course, excel in literacy. And men excel in math. And this talk show, amongst those that I follow and people that I'm generally interested in reading what they have to say, that this talk show definitely goes against that statistic. And I'm proud to be amongst men whose vocabulary just has me Googling words that I forgot the definitions of. And I'm not intimidated or offended at all. I love it. It's like just sapio stuff. But anyway, I'm going to get to the next caller. Please hold on, Cisco. That's the next caller. Hold on, Life is Corey. I'm going to be right back to you. One moment.
Absolutely.
For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to the Poetic Soul Talk Show, the anniversary episode. Hope you all are enjoying it thus far. Definitely press *1 on the phone lines if you're listening so that I can get to you. I will get to you for sure before the end of the episode. If you're listening on the chat box, on the website rather, the chat box is not working. So email me, poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com, and I'll definitely get to read your comment out loud before the end of the show. I already introduced the next caller, but I'm going to allow him to introduce himself more properly. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. How are you this evening? Shout out to City also.
Hello.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm well. This is Cisco from Tampa.
Cisco from Tampa. How are you?
I am well. Happy anniversary, Poetic Soul.
Yes, happy anniversary to all of those of you who are listening, who are mostly loyal listeners, a few new listeners as well. Thank you so much for calling in this evening, Cisco. I appreciate you and your support over the past year. I need you to share with the audience what Poetic Soul Talk Show has done for you regarding being a poet, a human being in general.
Poetic Soul Talk Show has exposed me to different poets and different viewpoints. And I have truly made some friends because of this talk show. So
I'm glad. That was the purpose of it from its inception till right now. So you have a poem, which the title, for those of you that don't know me, I am very interested in titles. They grab my attention, as I'm sure is the case for most readers. Do you want to introduce the poem, perhaps what inspired it, or would you prefer to just jump into the poem?
I just jump right into it. That's the best way to do it.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, we're listening.
All right. The poem is called Infidelity. And the only reason I thought about slamming it was because of the poem I heard, about 10 minutes ago?
Gigi Jones, Two of the Mistress?
Yeah, that's the title of it. I'm sorry.
Yep, I'm ready. And that's dope because then that's Poets Inspiring Poets. This is all about the hashtag Poets Unite. So infidelity. And I just received an email regarding this topic too. So, yeah, Cisco, we're listening whenever you're ready.
All right. Can we speak openly? My cheating ways brought grieving days to souls that I know loved me. Guess my appetite for destruction must have been confused between a want and a need. No clarity for my affairs to be. Lack of emotion sometimes embarrassed me till it became apparent to me that I indeed inherited my infidelity. And seeing the cause and effect had not the slightest effect on me. People taking bets on how long it would take me to cheat. My charm and personality and sinful grin supplied me with numerous intimate friends, so I surgically removed any sign of a consciousness to provide a calm within. Then it was gone again, and who knows if it'll grow back. My monogamy comes with a read-only note attached. What happened to my manners? See, I was raised by a woman who despised cheating and couldn't understand it. Branded without my father's last name, that would almost justify my acts of shame. So I passed the blame on my inability to come from out his shade. But hey, maybe it suits me. Once stared at the sun too long, so now my comfort zone is beneath his tree. But not just me exclusively. You see, I have brothers the same age and older. Only difference is they play with fire a little bit closer, and I'm just not that brave. Remove myself from certain situations that would tempt me to misbehave. Tell temptation to stay away because it knows how I like to flirt. A smile, a couple words, I'm still amazed by the way it works. So I stay disturbed by the way it hurt those few close to me. You see, a change occurred thanks to my earth. Can you see my new leaf? Of course, if you deem this selfishly, then you can send me to hell for free, where I shall dwell with my infidelity, waiting for love to decide to ride and rebel with me. But I'm just speaking openly.
Oh, boy. The microphone is on fire tonight. That was hot. And so, you know, I have to ask, what in the world inspires that type of poem and truth?
I don't know. I just think maturity, really. And it seems like, I don't even want to blame it on, your upbringing or whatever, but it seems like in my neighborhood, if you just had a main chick, then people looked at you as a lame. And it really wasn't until I got older until I kind of broke away from that, if that makes
right.
any sense at all.
No, it definitely does. I think it's a lot of peer pressure or young adult pressure to, especially for y'all. And it may go back to the upbringing in terms of men being raised, young men being raised to kind of play the field, so to speak, and young women being raised to find a husband, like, fast. And so, two people the same age are moving on two different ways because of what's been embedded in them either via the community or their family. And, yeah, that's kind of difficult.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I don't want to sit here and put it all on that, though, by any means. You know, you got to take responsibility for you, or at least for my actions. You know,
right.
So, but a lot of that was that way, exactly how you explained it.
You said something about removing the emotion or the, and just moving on, I don't know, like almost like no consciousness. And so do you believe in your experiences and maturity that consciousness makes a difference in terms of your decisions? Do most people who are not faithful, do you believe might have an issue with not having a conscience at all?
That's a tough question, but for me, like especially with relationships, even the way they've ended, I've always removed. You know, I was always taught that an emotional decision is usually a bad decision, and so
mm-hmm.
a lot of times I would think, oh, this is what's best, and you know, but then it'll come back to haunt me later in the form of a conscience. You know, but
right.
it didn't haunt me at the moment. You know, I felt like I was
the
doing
aftermath.
The best thing, and sometimes, yeah, oh, absolutely. Months and months, years later, the comeback, and you feel like, you know, maybe that wasn't the best decision.
Right. In hindsight is 20/20. I've always heard, and I read that in the Bible also. It says in the Bible not to make decisions based on emotions. The removal of emotions is kind of my problem, but I'll overanalyze things so much that it's no longer an emotion. Like I'll turn an emotion into a thought just to make it easier to make that decision if that doesn't sound strange.
Steve,
you know, like just overanalyze it to pieces. Just take all of the feeling away and then it'll be better. Steve said he wants your eyes because he didn't see that coming. That was Steve's comment.
I'll trade Steve my eyes if he gives me that voice, because Steve has a future in something. In radio or something. Steve has the coolest voice I ever heard. There's Barry White and there's Steve, and that's about where it goes.
Yep. Voiceovers or something very smooth and suave.
Very much.
I'm about to go to Steve on the line, but before I do that, what is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Oh, Human Nature, All Day.
Wow.
Human Nature is my
that's
all-time
hot.
MJ song. What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
You do this whenever Cisco's on the air. For those of y'all that are tuned in, he flips the question right back. I should already be prepared most of the time, but I'm really not. I think PYT is my favorite.
That's a good one, man. That's a good one. Both of them were on the Thriller album.
Yep, both. That gets no more classic than Thriller. I'm going to get back to you, Cisco. Thank you for calling. I'm getting ready to go find out what everyone else's Michael Jackson song is so they can't say that I dropped a bomb on them. And then we're going to hear one of his songs before going on to the second segment. So hold on one moment, Cisco.
No worries.
Y'all are tuned into the anniversary episode. In lieu of Michael Jackson, this being the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death, I want to go to the phone lines real quick and find out what everybody's favorite Michael Jackson song is. So we're going to go back to Steve. Steve?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
I got to be honest. I'm a sucker for Thriller.
The classic. Thriller, the classic. Hold on one moment, Steve. I'm taking a poll here. We got Human Nature, PYT, and Thriller. So let's go to Gigi Jones. Gigi?
Yes.
What is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
All right, I'm not going to go that old school. I'm going to have to go with Break of Dawn.
Repeat that, please.
Break of Dawn.
Break of Dawn. Okay.
Yes.
Break of Dawn. Hold on 1 minute, Gigi. PYT, Human Nature, Thriller, Life is Choreo, The Dancer. What is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
That's almost unfair because I have a certain vantage point. I'm going to have to say, I was torn between two, but I'm going to say, I'm going to go with my gut. My favorite Michael Jackson song has to be Wanna Be Startin' Somethin'.
Can you repeat that, please?
Favorite one has to be Wanna Be Startin' Somethin'.
Wanna Be Startin' Somethin'. Gotta be starting something. Well, I think he has so many. I mean, everybody answered very well, very quickly, as if they already had that answer in their minds. But just definitely hope he's resting in some sort of peace, because he was just will never be another Michael Jackson, not even close. I don't care how much Usher moonwalks across the stage. He's just never going to be on that level. But thank you for sharing Life is Choreo.
Absolutely.
Hold on one moment. I'm pretty sure you all know I'm getting ready to take a break. If you don't mind updating your social media and letting everyone know that we are live on the air for at least another 30 minutes, definitely do that. Instagram, Facebook, text somebody, tell them to call in and be inspired while we listen to a snippet. I'm not going to play the whole song, but just long enough to give a moment to put the phone down or go grab a bite to eat. And we'll be right back with you in a moment.
I know you made me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Pretty young thing. Ooh. Where did you come from, baby?
The break so short. That song just gets me to moving. This stupid repost app. You know, you love technology, and then of course it has its down size. I was trying to get it to repost the We Are Live photo, and it wouldn't work in my favor. So without further ado, we're back live. You all are tuned in to the anniversary episode of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, and I just wanted to make sure I remind you all, next Tuesday will be a poetic debate with poetry, not next Tuesday, sorry, next Thursday, July 2nd, on the Confederate flag. All of your voices are welcomed, your opinions are welcome. I definitely encourage you all to tune in if possible, express how you feel, or simply just listen. Perhaps your perspective will be changed, perhaps it won't. It's just for the sake of dialogue and mental stimulation, if nothing else. This is a real hot topic. And so I wanted to remind you all of that before I forgot. I do want to go back to Life is Choreo, who performed part one of his poem earlier. I also wanted to quickly read an email, and I'm going to leave the name anonymous just because Gigi Jones' poem, and I guess perhaps my comment in addition to that, sparked this conversation from a poet, and it says, that mistress versus wife thing is a touchy subject. Many mistresses feel justified. Their mission is to become the wife, although nowadays many are just happy being the side piece because their self-esteem is so low. They feel like a piece of a man is better than no man, and they don't feel like they have low self-esteem. And that's definitely a point to make. I've always been kind of territorial. I've never really liked the sharing thing. I'm very much, which my like, kind of like, I don't know, with, I just expect fidelity, and I'm not going to go along with being somebody's side piece at all. Even when I was younger and my self-esteem wasn't what it is today, I just had a problem with that, and I also believe in karma. But again, we're going to schedule a show where we can talk more about the mistress versus wife conversation or wifey conversation, which I never like that term either. I don't like baby daddy, baby mama terms neither, and being a mother even more so disgusted with it. But we're going to get back to Life is Choreo really quickly. Again, if you all would like to speak on the air this evening, please do so. If you're listening on the phone lines, please press *1 on the phone lines and you'll go into queue. If you're listening online, which I see there's quite a few of you, and I'm sorry I can't use the chat box, please feel free, as the listener just did, and email the talk show your comments and feedback. I will read it on the air. PoeticSoulTalkShow@gmail.com. Also, if you didn't catch the very beginning of the episode, so that you'll know a little bit more about where that comment came from, definitely tune into the beginning and hear the poets from Steve all the way down and enjoy this episode. Definitely be inspired. This is Life is Choreo from Brooklyn, DK, who performed part one of this two-part poem earlier in the episode. And so Life is Choreo, are you ready to give us part two?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. I'm ready.
Okay. Whenever you're ready. We're listening.
Part two is called Broken Two. Okay. So now I've heard it said to me that you've used your manhood to help it fit, and you soiled every chance that we've had. A lot of the stupidity that many are sitting in belongs to sitting in Mephibosheth. That's what your name should be. You tear the pages of life away where songs can be sung, and you turn them into dirges of hurt, tears and shambles of the full-length skirt. Ever knows you're broken. And why are you kneeling beside me? For how much lower can you kick me? I'm already on the floor, so get away from me. It's kind of like the pre-introduction to this one. It's Broken Too. So I also beg of you to get away from me, because you ruin my good nature with transposed irate hate. And I am expected to be answers to questions that I've never asked. We're being strong while you command I go long, so you can toss my heart from its cage and in a fit of rage scream, get away from me. Just take a look at my skin, because it's seared with tricks and misappropriated whims. get it, procreated whims. I get to be just another him while you search for your father's absent love in the gaze of mine. So you heap curse words and death spells at the base of my spine and then tell me I'm three-fifths of three-fifths of three-fifths a man from whence we came. And you scratch my back and scream at me that we're all the same. So I whisper to you, too, to get away from me. You want reasons for ammunition to stock up rounds and for my heart shoot through. And many women have no idea what you do. You set precedences of power that you've been given. And you cleave my loins, saying good riddance. And I pay for hurts that I didn't give. And in this forest of accusation, I must forever live, swimming twice as hard just to push my way out. And if you read this with tears coming down your face, you can hear the generation of good men shout, broken in the field of dreams to get away from me. Leave me to be full of unworth, since you spit on the morning of our conception's birth. And even though we look up for a dainty hand, not to kick her down, but her hand that understands the jagged brown as she reaches up because her eyes have been opened. And the fingers lock the two generational souls because they have been equally broken.
Oh boy. That Cisco said reasons for ammunition. Whoa. All of those O's. I tried to say it the way it was written. That, I mean, you just have to dig deep into yourself to find that type of poetry. I mean, it is all about the journey with self and developing, you know, into who we are. But for you to be that wise and deep, I love it. Definitely a dope poem. Definitely. Part one and part two. You're going to have to call in and recite that again, back to back. But now the audience hopefully understands why I said it needed to be said at two different points to digest part one before you hit them with the, you know, click, like back to back and not be able to figure out whether they're coming or going. Thank you so much for sharing that piece and your gift on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Life is Choreo. You are appreciated.
Absolutely, as are you. And I love the fact that this show lasted a year, and here's to another 10 years, God willing.
You said 10 years? You getting ready to host the show? Are you getting ready to host the show? Because I don't mind passing it off to someone who I know would do just as good, if not a better job of managing it all. But, yeah, we'll talk about that, TBA.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Life is Choreo. Hold on one moment. There are still callers calling in. I really appreciate this episode. Like, I'm going to definitely go back and listen to the podcast myself just to hear it all over again. Y'all are tuned in. Everybody's voices are welcome this evening. Please press star one on the phone line to be put into queue. We're going to go to the next caller. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
The anniversary, sis. It's Alicia, a.k.a. Art by AMW in upstate New York.
Hi, Alicia. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for calling in. For those of you that don't know, Art by AMW on Instagram and Esterica Exposure on Facebook has been a major supporter and friend of the show. She's going to be the illustrator of our free ebook, Voices Unheard, which, stay tuned, will be released soon. She's been guest on episodes in the past. You need to visit blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife to hear Alicia's voice. She was a guest on the episode The Art of Poetry, along with Steve, also known as Stunning One. So now that I got that out the way, that was a mouthful. Just share with the audience what your experience is in being an observer of, as well as a guest on, the Poetic Soul Talk Show, and how and what ways may it have supported and helped you as an artist, a writer, She illustrates coloring books, by the way. She does logos. She did my Poetic Soul Ink logo. I mean, illustrator for books. I mean, way too much to get into on this particular episode. But, yes, how has it, if at all, helped and supported you?
It's definitely been very supportive of myself and other artists, poets, all forms of art, and has provided a platform. It's allowed us to network with each other, to grow together. It's personally helped me out with referrals and, you know, bringing people to the services that I can provide. It's just been a blessing. To sum it all up, it's been a blessing, and I appreciate you for, you know, stepping forward and doing this.
And I appreciate you. I really do. And you all need to check out Alicia Walter, also known as Art by AMW on Instagram, to see all the things that she does in addition to being an entrepreneur, an artist, and a writer, and a coloring book illustrator. She's also an actress, and she has this YouTube series that she's acting in. It's just a dope community. So, Alicia, do you have a poem to share with us? Mike, one Mike, what would you say the Fugees quote? One time, two times.
Oh. He wasn't supposed to remember that, but yes, I do have a poem.
Great. Do you want to introduce it, or do you want to just jump right into it?
I'm just going to jump right in. It's called Hope for Tomorrow.
Beautiful
looking
title.
At the shadow. Oops. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hope for Tomorrow. Looking at the shadows of today, will there be any sunlight in our tomorrow? Thinking about the world we live in, the evil, the tragedy, the pain, it brings my heart so much sorrow. How can it be that we are falling back into the shadows of yesterday instead of moving forward to a brighter today? Why are we falling back into times of segregation and cruelty? How dare you judge me? When did you become God or the ruler over me? Living imperfectly in an imperfect world where the object is to be selective of who gains societal success, seeking to mold you, grab a hold on you, breaking the bonds of love and causing separation. But when did love become an unbalanced equation? I'm not claiming perfection, and that's what you put your judgment aside as I change direction. I'm working on me. What about you? An ignorant mind is a handicap when instead you and I should empower ourselves instead of disarming ourselves. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. If we spent more time with our children, perhaps they wouldn't act out or misbehave. As a people, we can do so much better, but instead, the focus is on money, sex, drugs behind bars, write a letter, materialistic fantasies and false hopes. The direction of our future is unbearable, and I can't cope. The past struggles paved the way for the future. Will we now go back to being enslaved? Perhaps we were never free. But for the faithful, they know the true prize. Behind the smiles, they see the lies. Be true to you. Speak and teach love, not hate. A hateful mind can send you to an early grave. Perhaps not physically, but mentally, spiritually. I speak peace. It's time to rid the world of evil, pave the way for a better tomorrow. I'm ready. What about you? Change is coming. That's the end of that piece.
Wow. What a profound, time-appropriate, deep poem. I mean,
thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for sharing that with us this evening. Will you be available on July 2nd to discuss the Confederate flag? It seemed that was very much along those lines and, you know, everything that's going on in the world around us in the media. Do you think you'll be able to participate in that episode? I'd love to hear your voice.
I'll definitely be tuned in. I actually wrote this 2 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And it's still on point.
Thank you.
Lady Poetry says she is snapping right now
right.
to that poem.
Thank you.
Cisco said that was deep and he loved it. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing this evening. Please stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Will. All right.
Hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned into the anniversary episode. We're coming down towards the end of it, but we do have two more poems I know for certain that will be shared. So please stay tuned in so you guys can hear and ladies can hear the poems that will be shared this evening. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Heather from South Jersey.
Hi, Heather from South Jersey. How are you this evening?
Hi, Stevie. I'm great.
Hi.
And I just wanted to say that my favorite Michael Jackson song is Ben.
Aw, Ben the Mouse. Aw, Ben. He just has so many. It's just so many. I forgot about Ben. Definitely a beautiful song. So.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And congratulations. This has been a really fast year.
I know. Time is just moving way too fast. I'm trying to, you know, hold on and cherish moments. And before I know it, they've passed. But it's been an amazing, very beautiful journey. And for those of you that don't know, Heather was supposed to be a guest on an episode months ago, but she will be on Monday evening's episode. So definitely tune in on June 29th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear more of what Heather has to say. And so do you have a poem to share with us this evening?
Yes, actually, I am going to reread what I started on Monday, but we ran short of time, and it was Father's Day tribute, and so because we lost connection, I'm just going to reread that one, if that's okay.
That is great, and I'm glad. I really wanted to hear the end. For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to the open mic episode. Heather called in on Monday with this poem, and in technical difficulties, disconnected the call. So whenever you're ready, Heather, we're listening.
Okay. The title is Fishing Rod, 1980. Many different lengths and hues neatly assembled in the corner of the dining room. She ignored them. He adored them. And so did I. It was the only time gave me joy. Always available for the time they'd get some use, which was often, 3-4 times a week maybe, depending on Mother Nature's desire to be kind. I still continued my prayer. Please, God, keep the rain at bay, far, far away, for my time to play with Daddy. I had to prepare my mind for the great escape and be the Girl Scout I never was. The careful, strategic placement of the dream wands into the vehicle caused cardiac elevation of great magnitude. But I learned to wear the mask because hanging out on large rocks with trash-talking, beer-drinking men was not made for little girls like me. She often said, act like a lady. We'd ascend the jetty in search of what the sea chose to offer. Many times, sometimes many, other times few. I could care less. It was time well spent with you. I longed for the lessons in astronomy, teaching me your interpretation of strong women, telling me stories of queens resembling the moon. She shines bright and makes subtle changes, which rules the actions of the sea, graceful in all her ways, yet still powerful and mighty. Nations are forever in awe of her beauty, and she never rests, continuously molding Earth's existence. So as you cast the first line, the marathon began, my time to express, dream, and soar with the seagulls, my excitement rising and falling like the waves. Thank you, Atlantic, for another chance to be with my first love, Daddy, just as his was with the sea. That's it.
Oh, that was beautiful. And as we discussed on Monday evening's episode, unfortunately, father figures don't get proper respect and due. Seems they like to report more about the fathers that aren't doing their part. And so that was a beautiful piece. in light of that message and that episode, and I'm glad I was able to hear it. So you all have to tune in on Monday. Follow Heather on Instagram, Snuggles, F as in friend, 93, and check out her poetry, and definitely tune in on Monday evening as we interview and hear more of Heather's poetry. Are you going to stay tuned in? We only have about 5 more minutes till the end of the episode.
Yes.
And thank you so much for calling in and sharing. I know it was nerve-wracking last week. We were texting each other. But, see, it all worked out. And I look forward to talking to you more on Monday.
I can't wait.
I can't either. Hold on one moment, Heather. We are going to be ending the episode shortly, but I definitely want you all to stay tuned because we're getting ready to do a collaborative piece. Prior to us sharing that piece, I just wanted you all to remember to follow the show at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife on Instagram at Poetic Soul Talk Show to stay in tune. Monday evening's episode with Heather, and she's sharing her poetry, and evening of next week, the Confederate flag conversation that us poets and even non-poets will be welcome to participate in. And I just want to thank everybody for their ongoing support and time on behalf of all poets, once again, not just myself, because this platform would not be available without everyone contributing and participating. So thank you all so much. I mean that from the very bottom of my heart. And so with that being said, I'm getting ready to bring Cisco back on to the show. Hi, Cisco.
Hey.
How are you? Are you enjoying this episode?
I am absolutely enjoying this episode.
Dope, isn't it?
It is. It is. I have heard so many great poems tonight.
I'm geeked up. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep for at least another hour. So do you want to introduce this or should I?
Let you introduce it. You do a way better job than I could ever do.
Oh, boy. So humble. So Cisco and I have collaborated on a few pieces, which is becoming more of a trend and a beautiful one at that in terms of poets collaborating with one another. And so you should definitely stay tuned to future collaborations. This is one that we worked on a few months ago, and we finished without posting on Instagram. By the way, follow Cisco on Instagram at What Cisco Saw and be able to tune into his very deep and dope poetry. So we're going to end this evening's episode with our collaboration piece. And once again, want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening. So I'm gonna start it off. His soul spoke hip-hop to her. Hers sang the blues to him.
His mind was vinyl, some scratches and skips, but somehow she could hear his music imperfectly perfect. And she sometimes sang off-key, and it was hard to hear, but he kept listening closely, for her tune sounded unfamiliarly familiar, identifying the notes from her interior.
She sang visions beyond his exterior. Her blues became his hip-hop cues, his hip-hop, her bright yellow blues, differences conceiving passionate tunes, leaving the world subdued.
She pushed letters together so that we could read her truth. Until youth, struggle, and love was formed, the Tupac Shakur in the feminist poetical form.
Made OGs snap their fingers, the youth bop their heads, the determination of Che to create melodies, lyrics that will never fade away, sounds of poetic souls, retro and modern, like a vinyl ebook page. And you all need to stay tuned in because there will be more. Thank you all for tuning into this episode. Hope you all enjoyed it and was as inspired as I am, and definitely look forward to hearing your voices soon. Have a great weekend.